This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yigdal Passaic Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua series. Today's Daf is Daf Maseches Chagiga, Daf Yedzayin. The Shir is going to be learned Bizchus, the whole of Klal Yisrael, and the entire world. And the topic is the Koach of Torah Shebaal Peh, preserving its strength. What we're going to do is we're going to learn the Mishnah Daf Yedzayin Amud Aleph. And in the Mishnah, we're going to see a Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosos. And from that Machlokas, we're going to come up with a big yesod, or a fundamental principle, as to maintaining the dignity of Torah Shebaal Peh. And hopefully at the end, we'll bring an explanation from the Netziv in Chumash to see as to why that was so. The Mishnah tells us the following. Beishamay Omrim, according to Beishamay, Mevin Shlomim Bein Somchim Aleim, a person brings their carbon Shlomim on Yontif. You know that on Yontif, a person had to bring a requisite amount of carbon shlamim. Either it was a shalmei chagiga, that was a chov, or shalmei simcha, if the need arose. But Beis Shammai says you can't do smicha on it, and the reason why Beis Shammai says you can't do smicha on it, because smicha involves malacha the rabbanon of using an animal. And since Beis Shammai himself doesn't need or doesn't require smicha right before shechita, Rashi points out, "Lo be'inan tekef the smicha shechita." He says you can do the smicha before yontif. So Beis Shammai says you can bring the shlamim. You don't do smicha on them. Avalo olos, you're not allowed to bring any type of ola, even an ola re'iyah, which you're chayiv on yontif. Those you can't bring. And Rashi explains what's the reason. Avalo mevi'in olos be'osan shiyok ola havi akar yomtov, things that you can bring after yontif. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, "Hu levado yasel yasalachem." When it comes to ochal nefesh, it says that by itself you can do for yourselves, lachem for you, v'ol gavoa, which teaches us the heter ochal nefesh, which includes also the heter to shecht an animal. That only implies to food that you're going to be consuming, but stuff which is going to be lagavoa for the mizbeach only, that's not allowed. Just interestingly, a note: Rashi says, "Ba'osin shiyachol lahavi achar yontif," that you can bring after yontif, which would mean that, which allows us to bring the karbanos tzibor, you know, the olos that are brought as a karban tamid, or as a part of the musaf, that we're allowed to bring, but, as the Gemara is going to tell us, there are days of tashlum, and the olos ri'iyah, which is a private karban, that has to be brought after yontif. So that's Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says, on yontif you can bring the shlamim, but you do smicha before yontif, and you can't bring any ol at all. Beis Hillel saying, mevim shlamim v'olos, you can bring your required shlamim, you can bring your required olos, this somchim aleihem, because Beis Hillel holds take if the shechita smicha that you have to do your smicha right before you do shechita, and once we're allowing the korban, so we allow the shechita as well. Continuing on, we know that as far as the Yom Tovim are concerned, there's tashlumen. You have 7 days after Pesach. The Gemara is going to learn out 7 days after Shavuos, and actually, I'm sorry, 7 days completely, which is really 6 days after Pesach. The seventh day, 6 days after Shavuos, which explains the minig why many shuls have a minig not to say Tachanun 6 days after Shavuos, because of the idea of Tashlumen and bringing the Karbonos, and 7 days after Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres. Why Shmini Atzeres is included here, that's a different discussion later on in the Gemara, and as well as a discussion earlier. But the Gemara says the following. Beis Shammai Omrim, Yom Teboach, I'm sorry, Atzeres Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos. What happens if Shavuos falls out on Friday? Well, let's think about it for a second. According to Beis Shammai, Shavuos falls out on Friday. So we know that Friday you can't bring your Olos Re'iyah. That's clear. The next day, Shabbos, you can't bring your Olos Re'iyah. So what's Beis Shammai going to say? Beis Shammai is going to say, Yom Teboach Achar HaShabbos. The day of starting to bring Korbonos, the day of Shechting, your Olos Re'iyah is going to be on Sunday. So if Shavuos is on a Friday, that happens to be the case this year, Be'ezus Hashem, so that we'll be in the Beis HaMikdash, Be'ezus Hashem, we're not, according to Beis Shammai, we're not allowed to start bringing our karbanos until Sunday. And that's when you bring the Olos Re'iyah. There is no Yom Teboach Achar Shabbos, which the Gemara means, doesn't mean that it's not possible, because you could bring it, because everybody's going to hold that their days of Tashlumen. Rather, Beis Hillel is going to say you don't need to do the Yom HaTiboach Achar HaShabbos. So what's the reason? Because Beis Hillel holds you can do it on Yontif itself. But Umodim, Beis Hillel agrees, Shim Chal Aliyos B'Shabbos, that if Shavuos itself comes out on a Shabbos, She Yom Tiboach Achar HaShabbos, that everybody would agree that you have to bring the Korbanos on Sunday. Gemara in Pesachim discusses already why we don't bring these particular korbanos on Shabbos. It's not the discussion right now, but there is a very important halacha that comes out of this, and that's the following. Ein korban, ein kohen gadol mislabish bekelov. That on this Yom Teboach Achar HaShabbos, according to Beis Hillel, I guess according to Beis Shammai, if Yom Tov will be on Friday also, according to Beis Hillel, if Yom Tov is on Shabbos, okay, we're talking about Shavuos, the Kohen Gadol does not wear his regular clothing. We'll have to see what that means. Umutarim behesped uvetanis, and even though we are bringing the Karbonos of Yom Tov, and it is in a way attached to Yom Tov, nonetheless, you still are allowed to make a hesped, you still are allowed to do a fast. These are things that are not normally allowed on such a day, and we'll get to the reason. The reason is, Shlo Yikayim Divri Ha'omer Maseres Achar HaShabbos. So that nobody should come up with the idea to say that Shavuos is on a Sunday. What is this all about? So the Torah tells us in Parshas Amor, V'sfartem Lachem Yimacharas HaShabbos V'yom V'yachem Esomer HaTinfar Sheva Shabbosos Timos Tiena. That you have to start counting from the day after Shabbos. You start counting Sfiras HaOmer, and then we continue on until the 50th day, Tisperuch HaMashim Yom, V'kraftem in Chachad Ashar L'Hashem, and that's when you would bring a new minhag, and that would be Shavuos. So we see that Shavuos is 50 days Mimachras HaShabbos, after Shabbos. And the whole question is, what does that mean? So, if you translate the words literally, the translation of the words literally, Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after Shabbos, which would mean Sunday. However, Torah Shabbat Peh tells us. Torah Shabbat Peh tells us that Mimacharas HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Yontif. Because after all, the first day of Yontif, Pesach, has somewhat of a din of a Shabbos, that there are many, many malachos that are asur. And therefore, we start counting the Omer on the second day of Pesach, which of course is our practice today. It happens to be that historically there was a very big machlokas. Well, I shouldn't say machlokas in the sense that, you know, machlokas, a real machlokas at Torah where you have two valid halachic opinions, because that wasn't the case. There was a big argument or disagreement, a real machlokas, between groups of Jews, those who accepted Torah Shabbat Peh and those who didn't accept the Torah Shabbat Peh. If you look historically, especially during the times of Bai Yashani, many, if not the majority of Jews, did not accept Torah Shabbat Peh. They are part of the sects of the Stukim and the Baitusim, and they basically felt that we take the Torah literally, there is no Torah Shabbat Peh, and therefore they wanted to count the Omer on, start counting the Omer on a Sunday. The Prushim, who we follow, and Torah Shabbat Peh follows, said that, no, we count the Omer from the day after Pesach. And what consequently happened was there was always a little bit of a tension going on between the Stukim and the Prushim as to especially when Shavuos would be. In fact, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that there was one time that the Tzedukim tried to manipulate the calendar by setting up false bonfires on the mountains on the day that would allow Rosh Chodesh Nisan to fall in a way to where Pesach would be on a Shabbos, which would consequently start Shavuos on and Sfiras HaOmer on a Motzei Shabbos. It got to the point where we were so frightened of that happening that we changed the whole system of sending out signs via torches and beduros, and we actually sent shluchim, and this, of course, led to the whole phenomenon of Yom Tov Sheni. So again, you see that this was something that the Tzedukim tried very, very hard to manipulate it to get their point across. Shavuos was a big point of contention, so having Shavuos on a Sunday, that was a very, very big thing. Here, though, we have a situation in our Mishnah, where the first day of Shavuos, Shavuos came out on a Shabbos. And we have to bring the Korbanos on a Sunday. And in order to take away from the minds of the Sukkim, or take away the perception that it's not really a Yontif, we took three extreme steps. One of the steps is a subject of a Machlokas Rishonim, the last two are not. So I'll go to the last two again. The last two are Mutar and Behesped Uvetan, is that if somebody passed away, chas v'shalom, over Shavuos, and they were going to be doing a hesped on that Sunday, or the funeral on that Sunday, you're allowed to give hespedim. Normally, we don't give hespedim on days of simcha. We normally don't give hespedim on days of simcha. But in a situation like this, you would be allowed to, because we're not considered it to be a real day of Yontif. And the same thing with fasting. We're not allowed to fast on a day that's considered to be a simcha d'ikah day. Here, we would allow it. The point of contention between Rashi and Tosos is, what does the words mean in Kohen Godol Mislabish Bekelim? So look what Rashi says. Rashi tells us the following. In Kohen Godol Mislabish Bekelim, Rashi says, Bekelim Noyim, his very nice clothes. Bideso in his house, Uveshuk, and in the marketplace. Dilav Bishas Avoda Kamar, this isn't even speaking about when the Kohen Godol was doing his Avoda. Dilav Bibigde Kuhunakai. And it's not even speaking about his Big Day Kahuna. In other words, we shouldn't think that, oh, he would wear an old set of Big Day Kahuna, because that's not the case. Ella, rather, what does it mean? Shlo yis na'e ba'oso hayom sheyihu yom tevoach shalatzeres achar Shabbos, that he shouldn't adorn himself on that day, which is the yom tevoach of Shavuos that comes out on a Sunday, sheyavinu akol she'inu hayom yom tov, that people should realize that it's not Yontif. In other words, what do? We take the most prestigious person in the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rashi, who is the Kohen Gadol. And we tell the Kohen Gadol that on the way to the Beis HaMikdash, what do? You put on your weekday clothes. On the way out of the Beis HaMikdash, what do? You put on your weekday clothes. When you walk around, you put on your weekday clothes. And what's the whole purpose of this? Shehayu Omrim, what's called, sorry, Shehavinu Akol She'ino Hayom Yontif, that people should realize that it's not really a day of Yontif, rather a day of Karbano. So what's the reason? The Ne'at Stukim, She'o Omrim Atzeres Achar Shabbos, to prevent the opinion of the Stukim being terrified, and people that should have to make the perception that the Stukim are correct. So what do we see? In order to prevent the opinion of the Stukim, or the Koach of the Stukim, from getting their rise in power, and to spread their anti-Torah Shabbal Peh propaganda, we went to the extreme of having the Kohen Gadol walk around like a weekday, which is a little bit of a busha. Just think about it for a second. Think about somebody chashav in your community, a rav or a big talmid chacham, or a community leader, and you're telling him on a day of that we are bringing special karbanos, which is an equivalent, which is in effect like a yontif. It's a day that's normally osur b'hesped, osur b'tainus. Nonetheless, we're telling him, I want you to dress like it's a regular Sunday. That's the opinion of Rashi. Happens to be that Tosos takes exception to Rashi's opinion for two reasons. Pick up in the Tosos, Tiber Maskelin, a Kohen Mislabesh around five lines in. And Tosos says, V'kasha l'mori. And this kasha was difficult for my teachers. Chada, number one, the Lishna lo mashmali. That the Lashon, or the wording of the Mishnah, doesn't seem to fit in with what Rashi was saying. Rashi says it means lo in a Kohen Mislabesh bekelov, which Rashi said means his nice clothing, his Shabbos clothing. Tosos says, if that was the case, it should have said it. Habay Leminka, Bekelim Noim. The Ode, and furthermore, Ma Yiriya Kohen Gadol, why just single out the Kohen Gadol? Afilu Shara Adam Nami. Just think about it for a second. It's true, I guess Rashi wants to say that, you know, you make an extreme step where you have the Kohen Gadol, who's the most chashuv person, or the most, you know, symbolic chashuv people, walking around in weekday clothing, but he's walking around in weekday clothing. I guess Rashi said that's enough to make a statement. According to Tosos, though, you see everybody else walking around in Shabbos clothing. You might not notice that the Kohen Gadol is wearing weekday clothing. You see everybody else in Shabbos clothing. That might be enough of an indication that it's Shabbos. So therefore, Tosos has a whole different answer as to what we have over here. And Tosos gives another explanation of the Mishnah. V'nir elilo, and it appears to him, what is the pshat? Beches begadim ayri. It's dealing with the Big Day Kahuna. Shabiyamim Tovim, that on Yom Tov, Hayaragil Kohen Gadol La'avod B'Shvil Kvod Hayom. That, listen to this. According to Tosfos, the way Tosfos is saying it, that the Kohen Gadol used to do the Avoda on Yontif. Aval B'Yom Tovoach, Lo Hayalovshan. But on this particular Yom HaTivoach, he would not wear the Big Day Kahuna, meaning Kedei Lavo, to do the Avoda. Shlo Yisrael Yos Yom Tov. Look at this. According to Tosfos, what this means over here is that we would not have the Kohen Gadol put on his Big Day Kahuna to do the Avoda. And Tosfos continues on with the following. It says, V'ray L'dvar B'Yushalmi V'Pirkin. Amar of Yosef Barbun B'Shum B'Shem Rabbi Shuda Levi. V'chol yom the Kohen Gadol mislabish bekelov. That every day, Rabbi Yosef ben Bud says that every day the Kohen Gadol would put on his big day kahuna. V'chol lechul makriv tamid shel shachar, and brings a tamid shel shachar. That's what Yosef ben Bud brings. That the Kohen Gadol would always bring the tamid shel shachar. Later on, though, the Yerushalmi brings down, skip down two or three lines, Rav Ukva b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi Amar, lo ya'osakein elo b'shabasos v'yamim tovim. Klomer, shlo ya'ragil mislabish b'kele v'lavod, elo az nekvot hayom. That he says that they would only wear the big day kahuna on Shabbos or Yontif because of the kavod of the day, but had it not been Shabbos or Yontif, ibai makr b'chol avas nasho. If he wants to, then he can go ahead and bring the korbanos and do the avoda. But according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, if you don't want to, you don't have to on a regular day. But on Yontif, you do. So what Tosus is saying is that we made a special rule that on Shabbos and Yontif, because of the magnitude of that day, we insist that the Kohen Gadol do the avoda and be an active part of the service wearing his Beit Kahuna. Every Yontif, the Medvar Murim, every single Yontif, every single Shabbos. When do we make an exception? We make an exception when Yom HaTiboach is on Sunday. And what's the whole reason? And so there's not a single possibility that nobody should think that it's a real Yontif in order to take out of the mind of the Tzedukim that we're not following their practices, but rather we're learning Torah Shabbat Peh. So you see, two amazing things. We're according to Rashi, according to Tosos, depending on how you do it, each one has a different way of understanding how it works, but both are telling us the following. We are going in a big extreme. We are doing a very, very big step. And the big step is, what we're doing is to do what we can to make sure that people, we're going ahead and making a big step to make sure that even taking away, causing a little bit of a, taking away from the honor of the Kohen Gadol, in order to preserve Torah Shabbat Peh. What is so special about Torah Shabbat Peh? So the Netziv tells us in Parshas Kisisa, which we read yesterday, that there's a big fundamental difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios. The Luchos Rishonos were made by Hashem. Luchos Shnios were made by Moshe Rabbeinu. Before, when the Luchos Rishonos were made by Hashem, the whole idea of Torah Shabbat Peh was the Sfaras that were given. Everything was there. There was just a Mesorah that this is what's written, this is what's not written, but this is what's understood. Comes the Torah Shabbat Peh, because there comes a second Luchos, they're written by Moshe, and then Tziv tells us it was done by Amel and Yigiyah. It was done through persistence and hard work. But because of this persistence and hard work, what it did was, is that it allowed, gave us the koach to be mechadesh. And this koach to be mechadesh is really has what's sustained Klal Yisrael through the years. The Tziv goes on to say that we do have two Talmuds. We have a Talmud Bavli and a Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Bavli, by definition, is going to have a little bit less kedusha than the Talmud Yerushalmi, because the Talmud Yerushalmi was written in Eretz Yisrael. We know Eretz Yisrael is more kodesh, and yet it's the Talmud Bavli that the Gemara says, describes about, as v'machashakim hoshivani, it has led me through the darkness. And the reason the Netziv says is because the Talmud Bavli has that koach, because it has the koach achidush. It's more involved. It's more involved with the yigia, and more involved with the amel. These ideas, this is what's sustaining Klal Yisrael through the Golos. So it's because of this, we have to be so careful to preserve the integrity of Torah Shabbat Peh. And this is one of the reasons why our Mishnah in Chagiga tells us that we were willing to go and forego the honor of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaTiboach, either in the way that Rashi says, having him walk around like a weekday, or in Tosfos says it, giving up the ability to do the avoda, giving up the ceremony and the kavod of doing the avoda, taking away from the kavod of the yom, even though it was a day that we were bringing karbanos of yontif, in order to take out of the mind of the tzedukim, because we want to improve, preserve that integrity, because the integrity of Torah Shabbat Peh is what has sustained us, and Bezer Hashem will continue to sustain us from now until Abias Kohal Tzedek, B'mehera V'yameinu, Amen. Have a wonderful day.